Blog Talk Radio.
Look, the party's over. It's been a long vacation, and your fans are waiting to see you again. And you guys all know how you look in rehearsal is how you come across on stage. So let's do it one more time from the top, and let's get busy.
Make me feel so bad inside.
your voice creeps up my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you over anybody else? When you're not around, it's just bad for my health. I'm good on my own, but with you I'm something else. You're telling me to choose up, but I already choose you. I choose you, you. I choose you, you. They say it's through the season. Finally, I got a reason, yeah. And I want you. I choose you, you. Everybody needs someone to hold it down. I choose you. You're so breathing through my body like a cloud of smoke. I should have known. You stay in my system even when you're gone. Even when your weight was heavy, you were still rolling me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One who was there to hold my back.
Let me become one with your figure. Wanna feel the pressure on my face. Fainting for a taste, baby.
Show me your face, I'm trying to change something. You play a game, so I'm trying to eat something.
It rules everything around me. Free from the pain. Girl, I wanna hear you perfect.
I wanna hear you perfect.
I'ma put my weight on.
Yeah, I wanna hear you
scream for me, baby.
Girl, I wanna see you. Well, I'm gonna make you climb the wall. for me, baby.
Don't you dare make me wait on it. You know, I'll go so insane for it. And I wanna eat her for it.
Love with love. A ticking time bomb detonated. The explosion was incubated somewhere over the Pacific. Even throughout the Atlantic, a shell shock of emotion. The shards and shrapnel lodged in and logged conclusions. Not just any conclusions, but the kind that we as men don't talk about. But today is the day we will talk about it. Today is the day we will get down with it. See, my inspiration factory is filled with glory and remnants of grace and mercy. My hurt locker is riddled with battle scars. But then my epiphany got the spotlight of the stars. I can't help but see new visions every day. The breath of God breathed into my lungs, and dare I say that my Neo Soul Cafe has a different tea drip today. Somewhere in my mind, the poetry madness just grips me. And I have to write about my experience, see. The four walls close me in and I hyperventilate as the word uttered. I look deep within myself to see if I can be hurt. Cause this man of steel dusted off the dirt. My steel skeleton can keep me invincible. But my internal organ is no longer replaceable. Locked up like a caged animal. Is my heart losing stamina? I just want to feel it again. I want to embrace it again. Why does it escape me so? Where is the illusion I know? A hopeless romantic putting on a single glove. All because I'm in love with love. From the mind of Poetic.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, please press 1. If you're already here, and you desire to be a part of this poetry, this conversation tonight, please press 1. Tonight's topic, we did a 3-part series before I get to tonight's topic. 3-part series. The first part was, why are black men afraid to love black women and black women afraid to love black men? That was part 1. Part 2 was, other races and cultures don't have this issue. Or do they? And then I threw a plot twist in there with, if they don't have that issue, then why do we have so many interracial relationships? And tonight is, can we find a solution? Can we collectively, as people, find a solution as to why we can't love one another? Why are we afraid to love one another? Can we find a solution? Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out to our illustrious CEO, For Real, the poet, author Larry Maddox, who is the CEO of this network as well as Raw Links. Hit him up, say thank you. As a matter of fact, maybe hit him up and get you some Raw Links because I got mine. You got yours. That last musical accompaniment poetry is one of my pieces called In Love With Love, produced by author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. So I hope you all enjoyed that. So let's talk about tonight. Can we find a solution? I say yes, we can find a solution. The moment that we let go of selfishness and learn to communicate better. Because within our selfishness is what makes us want to seek our own happiness instead of already being happy when coming into the relationship component. Therefore, no matter what has happened to us in the past, we should never be afraid to love someone else because of the past. Now, mind you, I'm talking to myself as well, but the solution, in my own opinion, just let go of selfishness and learn to communicate better. And then just maybe, we could reach a mutual point as man and woman or whatever your choice of dynamic for relationship looks like to say, you know what? I understand I've been hurt before. I understand that the species of woman that I am attracted to has the ability to hurt me deeply because of the way that I'm able to love. But for you, I'm going to let down my selfish guards. I'm going to learn to communicate better with you with the hopes that we can build something dynamic, with the hopes that we can create something so beautiful that neither one of us would ever want to let go. My piece said that I am in love with love, and I am in love with love. So think about that for a moment. We all deserve to be happy. But you should already be happy with yourself and should not look to another person to make you. Person should be an added component to your already happiness zone, and vice versa. Now, I often say that I am not a relationship expert, but I've been in enough relationships to know the do's and the don'ts. So, now that I've gotten that out of the way, let me give you a part of a collab that I did with someone else, but this is my part, and the piece is called Love Waves. Baby, I enjoy the essence of your presence. Waking up to the reassured accountability with you in my arms sets a precedence that while I may be the man and you are my woman, and the fuel of my desires is to satisfy yours. Granted wishes met with unbroken promises of forevers, when we can exchange hearts, mine for yours and yours for mine, hearts. The echoes of our love beats in every chamber and with every ventricle is like a lifelong journey of love's participle, reminding us to pray now and for our future, while I pray for you in my flesh and my spirit and your prayers nurture. Our journey will be like heaven. Just as magnificent as the number 7, I'm trusting the process and the flow as I lay back and watch us grow. I'm here for a lifetime, better yet a long time. Your words are like a guarantee. I'm resting in the assurance of your commitment to me. As I touch you, you touch my soul. I can never forget how our souls connect from the hand-holding touch where we see love is our goal. And that's that piece. So, I don't know about you, but I am really ready to dive into this topic. I'm ready to see what the callers, the listeners, have to say. Because I don't want to talk about this by myself. I mean, the show is called Let's Talk About It. So let's talk about it. First artist caller on the mic tonight, Amelia T. Davis. Hey, oh. Amelia.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. So you've been to all of the shows, you've been hearing, you've had your input, and tonight is the conclusion. And we want to know if we truly can find a solution. Can we find a solution? Let's talk about it. What are your thoughts?
I think whenever two folks come together in love, respect, compassion, they are going to be able to overcome any obstacles, whether it's obstacles of various races or obstacles of pain and heartbreak of the past or, you know, whatever they can overcome. So they have to, both have to be on the same page. They both want to strive for the same goal. But yes, I do.
I like that. I like that. Be on the same page. Strive for the same goals. Selflessness and better communication. Yep. Because if we're going to be on the same page, if we're going to strive for the same goals, then we should have definitely talked about them. We should have definitely agreed that that's the direction that we're heading. We should definitely have a plan of action. We should definitely
exactly.
be committed to it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
What is that Bible verse, something about two people have to agree to walk together?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was hoping you would do that, say the verse, but you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah.
I know what you're talking about. That's not a verse that I have committed to memory. Forgive me.
Okay.
But I do know the verse that you're speaking of.
Right.
But it's so important. It makes the relationship component harmonious. It's not always going to be peaches and cream. Right? It's
right.
It's not always going to be like that. You're going to have times where the relationship dynamic, the component that you two are walking in, is going to have breaking points. But the key is where are you in that breaking point? Are you willing to be selfless and say, you know what? It's not about me, babe. It's about us. Let's talk about this. Let's not throw away what we've worked so hard to build. But again, it takes two. It's not one person in a relationship. There are two of you there. So it's vitally important to make sure that you are operating as a cohesive unit in every aspect. But someone has to lead. Someone has to lead. Look at you opening up the show, starting it off just right. That's what I'm talking about, Amelia. Indeed. Thank you for sharing
I have no problem allowing a man be a man and to be the lead in the relationship as long as he's worthy of that.
Excellent point. Excellent point. He has to be worthy of it. How does he demonstrate that he is worthy? How does he demonstrate that he is worthy? We might have to use that for a future show. Thank you, Amelia. Well, thank you so much. I love
My
it.
My pleasure.
Love it. All right. Now, what piece did you bring for us tonight?
Well, since it's centered around trust, this piece has a lot of that phrase within it. And I brought it to you in April, but I thought I'd bring it back again. It's called Future Chocolate King of a Forever Romance.
right. The mic is yours.
A romance that would last until our last breath on earth. We would have respect, trust, understanding, compassion, empathy, sensual desire, but most of all, communication. Staying up long into the night, talking about everything that we have lived through, all our fears and tears, what we want to achieve in our future together and separately, what our expectations, our relationship would be, laughing, joking, just simply enjoying each other's company, cooking meals together, candlelight dinners for two, drinking wine and just celebrating us, walking hand in hand in the park on a beautiful summer's day, picnic basket filled with delicious food and drinks, watching a movie together snuggled up in each other's arms, each night before we go to bed, praying together, studying the Bible together, discussing various passages and their meaning and application into our lives. The Holy Trinity being directly embedded in our relationship, seeking His guidance, mercies, blessings, and miracles within every part of our relationship. Having family get-togethers and hosting games and music disco nights. Anywhere in His arms, rocking to the melody of our lives together, looking deeply into His eyes and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that He is my heartbeat, trustworthy and strong. Having full confidence in submitting to Him and allowing Him to lead our relationship and life together. Him having my back through thick and thin, and I His. Having such a strong bond with each other that nothing could tear us apart. He would be my best friend that I could always go to for advice, sharing my deepest emotions with and trusting Him to always have my best interest at heart. In turn, I too would be His best friend, always sharing my advice, listening to His heart speak His emotions, and together keeping each other's confidence. A love that would grow over decades, becoming deeper, stronger, more profound with each new year that we spend together. Our nights spent in sensuousness of each other's bodies, spending time getting to know each other and every erotic zone we have, kissing, hugging, making love throughout the decades, savoring the desire we have for one another forever, swirling in a cascading, luscious dance of sexuality. He would be my king and I His queen. Together bringing a royal realm of love, our devotion, admiration, and grace stretching across the heavens, just dreaming about a future chocolate king in my life, a forever loving, serious relationship. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End piece.
All right, all right, all right. That's what I'm talking about. I do remember this piece. Keep putting it in the atmosphere, making your request known, making your request known through your pieces. And this is one of your good pieces, and I really like this one. It speaks to exactly what you're looking for, exactly how you want it. And then, again, you know, you have not because you ask not. So continue. and you will have the things that you ask for. So, great piece, Amelia. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. One love, one mic. Continued successes, King.
Thank you so much. And you're going to go over to the VIP lounge and get you some of this fine imported champagne. This time, y'all, is coming from Scotland. Ooh. Now, I don't know what it's going to taste like, but I was told that it's some of the best. So you got to let me know what it tastes like. All right?
All right.
Okay. All right. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Amelia T. Davis with her comments on tonight's show and her fine piece to compliment it. All right, we're going to keep this party moving. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have one half host of Erotic Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How you doing, honey?
This baby just sent me in panic mode. He just belched and threw up at the same time, and it came off through his little nose and off his mouth.
About.
And I was like,
yeah. He's making his
no. All right, no. He's all right now that I remembered certain medical procedures to take because boy couldn't breathe. He had me scared as shit. I was like, oh my God.
All right, so next time, turn him over, shake him upside down. No, I'm just playing. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
No, I ain't do that, but I had to put him on his side and I had to get some. She don't have one of those little aspirators where you can suck the.
Yeah.
I had to get hold his arms down and get a Q-tip and go in there real gently and clear it out, but I still had to put him on his side. I'm like, boy, I give him a heart attack up in here. He good now.
Absolutely.
He's laying.
Absolutely. Glad to hear it. Hey. Welcome to Let's Talk About. We got some stuff to talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah. I got something to say about this. For sure.
All right. So let's go ahead. Let's get into it. Can we... You've heard the last two shows. You've heard what we talked about. You've heard what was discussed. Now, can we find a solution? Let's talk about it.
Yep, you sure can. There's several things that need to be worked on. You know, for me and my experience, both parties have to have the willingness to stay open to each other. Okay. Because that, and you know, you gotta have the respect and the patience so you can communicate through that openness, you know, and not just communication, but you gotta have patience with each other so you can gain an understanding of what's being communicated.
Right.
Because it gives room for compromise and common ground, especially when you come to those uncomfortable and difficult subjects to be discussed. A lot of people don't understand that you have to work with your partner. You can't work against them. Even if you're mad at one another, you have to always remember that this is a team effort and you can't win if one of the team members is going against you. It makes it a struggle where it's unnecessary. And I cannot stress how important it is to stay affectionate. You know, physical touch is the first sense that is stimulated when we exit the womb. And it strengthens the bond. It increases desire. I mean, it's like touch is home for the soul of your lover. Because, I mean, what can be more comforting than a touch? And people pull away from each other. They'd be like, don't touch me, you know, and that's so wrong. You can't go more wrong than pushing your lover away. You can't. I mean, it's horrible because if you do it enough, they'll get used to it and they'll become accustomed to you not being next to them and giving them that touch. And you don't want that.
Absolutely.
Because there'll come a time you can fall out of love with someone. And then mess around. Your partner fall out of love with you, and you can fall back in love. You get past that little pouty stage, however long it takes, and then now you want the affection back. You want to be next to him or her, and you can't do that now because they're like, what are you doing? It's like your touch becomes a stranger to them, you know? And touch, you know, it encourages, it's good for your blood pressure because it encourages nice, healthy, deep breathing, you know? And just anything, that soft, passionate kiss or a gentle caress of the hand. You might be in the kitchen doing something, and they walk up behind you and put their arms around your waist, or just sitting next to one another. You have to.
My personal favorite.
Adjust.
My personal favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the kitchen. You got that backside exposed, baby. I'm touching it. Hey, baby. Oh, yeah. You're
all
not
a
safe
part
around
of affection.
Me. Yeah. You're not safe around me. But you know what? Let's go the falling out of love component, right? That's a real thing. That is a real thing. And that's why I say it's very important for you to fall in love with your best friend. And I say that because at the end of the day, If you feel yourself falling away from love, falling out of love, that is the moment that you need to start communicating with your best friend about these feelings.
Yeah.
Now, the other person has to be in a reciprocal mood to be able to receive this and not take offense to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to understand, why are you feeling this way? What am I not doing or that you need me to do to reassure you that your feelings to stay in love or fall back in love with me are genuine, and we can fix this. You know, one of my favorite songs by Brian McKnight is Back at One. And he talks about if everything that I have done is not working, that I will start back at one. And back at one is at the very beginning of when I did everything to make you fall in love with me. Because that's what the person fell in love with. They fell in love with the things that you did in the beginning to gain their attention, attract them, you know, keep everything spicy, keep the relationship fresh. All of those things are important. Just because we've been together for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years – doesn't mean that I can't go back at one and say, hey,
that's right.
Is it okay if I date you again? Is it okay if we do the things that we used to do? Or matter of fact, don't even tell her or him.
That's it.
And they'll be like, wait a minute. Like, you used to do this when we first got together. When this is the thing that attracted me to you. And that's when you stick your chest out and you say, well, baby, I'm finding a solution to our relationship problems. I'm starting back at one. I'm going back to the basics. I'm going back to the beginning because I cannot lose you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's important. And never stop flirting. Never stop flirting.
Never.
People think that, you know, the game, the pursuit, all of that kept it alive and kept you wanting to go further and to get into an actual relationship with that person, it's supposed to stop. And it's not.
Right.
It's not.
Right. And
go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you this. That flirting component is very important because I know one thing. The moment that your significant other leaves out the house, somebody flirting with them. Somebody flirting with
them. There's always going to be somebody to flirt with them.
Always.
You know?
So why not take the initiative and you flirt?
Especially if they know that they are partnered up with somebody. Oh, honey, the devil is out there. He's like, I gotta come in between. They happy too.
They too
so
happy. Let me see. Who can I send her way today? Let me send him. Here we go. Ooh, girl.
Yep.
Dang, you are so fine. Can I rub my fingers through your legs? I mean,
okay. And don't let him catch him or let him catch one of y'all on a day where y'all are in a disagreement. Okay.
Oh,
and
man.
One of y'all might leave out the house, have a certain mindset. It's not that you don't love each other, but we have those days when you be like, man, you don't got on my damn nerve. Okay.
Yeah.
And catch one of y'all and be like, somebody says the right thing. And
right.
That's all it takes.
No,
get a little bit of attention.
It's not, and the thing about that is, listen, it's not that your significant other leaves the house with their mindset to cheat or to be enthralled
right.
by something else.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, our instincts are drawn, or us as people are drawn to those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you ain't complimented at home. Man, let some man compliment you. Let some woman compliment you. You're going to be like,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Because
we are naturally drawn to, we're naturally drawn to a pleasant sigh, and to hear certain words, it sounds pleasant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When we go
yes.
through some not so pleasant issues in the house, you know, and no, we don't set out to cheat or to even take interest in somebody else, but that's all it takes. Sometimes you're having a bad day in the house and you done said goodbyes and everything. You might even have kissed your partner goodbye, you know, before you left out to do what you got to do, but you're still feeling a certain
right.
kind of way. You're still feeling
right.
dissatisfied because the issue hasn't been resolved. And
correct.
For whatever reason, you had to stop at that point. Maybe y'all had to go to work or whatever. And you were going to work it out when you got back at home, but up jumped the devil.
You know,
how you doing, beautiful? You know,
one of my favorite verses in the Bible talks about be angry, but sin not. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
That's right. That's right.
And
never do that.
If you are in a relationship and you get angry, it's okay to be angry. Angry is a normal emotion. It's okay to be angry. It's what you do with the anger that causes the problem. It's okay
absolutely.
To be angry. Just like
yeah.
when you're in a relationship, it's okay to disagree with one another. It's okay.
Yeah.
The maturity comes in when you've both disagreed, but we have to follow one person's suggestion. Who's going to concede? Are we going to hold on to our pride, our ego? And I will tell you, we as men, I will be honest with you, we as men, we have some of the biggest pride issues, and especially
mm-hmm.
if we are in a relationship, we want you to be like, oh, okay, babe, all right, we're going to do it your way. But we also want
mm-hmm.
you to say, well, honey, we should do it this way just to see if this way is going to work better than your way. It's all about presentation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
yeah.
about so the solution is making sure that we are communicating, we're talking things out, we're open and open to receive what someone else has to say, especially if you're trying to love someone.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Man, I
okay.
can't even stress it.
Now, listen. Y'all know I'm talking to myself. Y'all realize that I don't do these shows for y'all. I do these shows for me. I just want y'all to know that. Because
well,
I aspire to be the best version of me for the next woman who decides to be in my life. Because I don't want to repeat some of the same patterns, some of the same issues. So these kind of shows help me find it off and just be open to hearing what you all have to say. So I thank you all for being transparent and sharing. But La Pearl, La Negra, now that we gotten that out of the way, what piece do you got for us tonight?
Something I was working on last night. Cause, you know, I caught a little flat behind. Now, having a piece written on a particular show from some hosts one night, and I don't want to go through that again.
Understood. Well, allow me to let you go ahead and do your thing. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is untitled. Velvet Heart, stained with foreign footprints of carbon chaos that remain permanently embedded. It takes a special eye to read those pages in my story. Believing I saw truth, allowing them to be the puppeteer, but the strings weren't strong enough, and they let me fall. Every single time. Regardless of the distance of the drop, I'd always get back up on my feet. Because I'm used to standing on my own. There's a resiliency in that that some will just never understand. And though I'm wild at heart, my heart can be captured again and again. Because it's always ready to be loved. And because the magic of love is what holds it captive, but never tamed. I no longer give of it so freely, so easily, just because they said, I love you. My heart is all that I have, so I have to choose to let you know I want to give you my all. See, my heart is full of equity, so I got a lot to lose opening it up to you. Because when I open that door for you, it comes with complete acceptance. So you know you're at home. Peace of mind, because your heart is safe in my hands. Trust, loyalty, and truth. And I still dream of reaching for a distant good love under their skies across foreign waters. I long for it, even. I'm just more selective within my choices when I give my heartbeat control. And that's their peace.
Wow. Just wow. First of all, this was a beautiful piece. I love it. Loved everything about it. And I loved the one line where you talk about, no matter how far I drop, I get back up.
Mm-hmm.
That is so deep on so many levels, because some of us have been dropped from a very high altitude,
mm-hmm.
but yet we are getting back up because we recognize, baby, our value is worth more than the altitude we've been dropped from.
Absolutely.
Dynamic piece.
Thank
Dynamic
you.
Piece. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you for that.
Now, before I get you open, hey, look, y'all. We're not going to have this tonight. We are not having this tonight. I don't even know how long she's even going to stay with y'all, because she got a baby now. So I don't know how long she's going to stay with y'all. Y'all might only get a few minutes, so I'm going to get her over there to y'all. As you see, the security team really don't care what you got going on. But I had to put on pause. But would you be so kind to let everybody know what you got going on the Epiphany Radio for Real Entertainment Network, a.k.a. Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy. Now, my co-host, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it will stay with the newest member, Rob Poetry Morrow. And Poetic Therapy is a place where you can come and relieve mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss V.I.T. And yes, the topic is up in the air. You know, we do that because we like to tease y'all. But whatever we come up with, I'm sure you're going to love it. But y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love zone. Back to you, Reddit. Dan, who you are tonight.
Thank you so much for that, La Perla Negra. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell y'all something. The erotic love zone, Wednesday nights. Ooh-wee, that show. My goodness. They've coming up with these hard-hitting topics that make you just want to just reach through the phone and just grab somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or interrupt the poet, this taste, jump across the table. But that's a topic for another show. But get on over to that VIP lounge for as long as you can stay with the security team waiting. They got your personal bottles of champagne from Scotland tonight, so...
Oh, you know that? That's my lineage, right? My grandfather was from Scotland, so that's right up my alley. Okay.
All right, now see, perfect match made in heaven. Okay. Now, how long you stay is up to you. You know, that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
All right, one love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Perla La Negra. As you just heard her, catch her next Saturday for Poetic Therapy and this coming Wednesday, Erotic Love Zone. We're going to keep this party going. We're going to go to our next caller, which happens to be Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, he is none other than Mojave. What's good, what you have?
What's happening? What's going on, Mighty Van Meadows? How are you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I am doing phenomenal, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm trying to take it easy, make things happen, put things in its proper perspective, of course, and, come over and support the good brother on his radio show. You know, I got to come do that.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for it, man. I definitely appreciate you for it. It's so good to hear you.
No doubt. So what is the actual? Because I was not near my thing.
That's all right.
Ooh.
I'll go over it for
you. Oh, wait a second. I see it now. I'm sorry. Ooh, yeah, that's real. That's real in the field, sir. Real in the field, sir.
It's real in the field.
That is serious business there, sir. Okay.
So, Mojave, let's talk about it, man. Can we find a solution? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Actually, we absolutely can't find a solution, you know, but you can't. It's not going to be a monolithic one. You're going to have to, you know, treat it like pop culture and let it catch up to people. You know, you got to create the culture, build the culture, experience the culture, then keep pressing it. You know, you got to make it feel like a essence festival or a roots festival. You got to just press the issue and let all the things happen.
I can feel that. Gotta let people catch up. Gotta let people catch up. Can we do a deeper dive there?
Yeah, we could do a deeper dive. That was just the opening statement before we got into it.
No, go ahead. Then go ahead. Let's get into it. Wow. In today's time of informational highway, with everyone being open, quote unquote, open about their emotions, about what they have going on, about what they've been through, Why do we feel that we gotta have people wait for people to catch up? Like, I know the generational gaps, right? I know the emotional trauma behind not wanting to love another individual. I certainly understand that better than anyone else. But given today's availability of self-help tools, of assisted help tools, what am I waiting for? What am I waiting to catch up with?
All right. So remember the thing I told you, you know, things got to spread, kind of like, you know, Essence Festival or something like that. You have to make it popular culture. You see, the thing is that when you have tools, right, not everybody knows that the tools are available. Not everybody knows that you can utilize the tools freely. And a lot of times, you know, we operate in vacuums. You know, we isolate ourselves and we do certain things because we're away from things because that's the particular culture that we happen to know. And for men, and I can only speak for men, and I can only speak for myself, can't speak for all the things.
Right.
Anything else. My immediate way of seeing how to deal with something was, you know, your closest people to you, your blood, your brothers, your father, you know, certain things like that. And those are the tools that you're granted. Unless somebody comes to you and they say, okay, look, I'm going to give you this tool to tell you that's okay. It's okay for you to cry. It's okay for you to express your emotion. This is what happens. This might be a little bit tough. Maybe you need to talk to somebody who will help you to find those tools. And so a lot of times when we wait, it's not necessarily that we want to wait. It's more or less because we're trying to wait for the right person to give us the proper information. And with everything else out there, like, you know, the Internet is wide, large, big, and has all these different components to it. It's very hard to just nail down certain things because everybody has a different opinion. You know, it's like the difference between somebody listening to CNN, you know, MSNBC, and Fox, right?
Right.
So everybody who listens to Fox, even though they're slated as an entertainment network and they're due to sensationalism, and most of the stuff that they put out, the statements they put out happen to be not true and are based on theories, and there are people repeating it. There are people who accept that as the gospel, and that's the tools that they enjoy, right? And they know, and they see, even no matter how wrong it is, and those people, because they keep getting those same things, they keep putting out those same type of tools for those people to use as far as relationship. I mean, not saying that that's what Fox News is, I'm just saying comparison, like the idea of disseminating information, right? So
right.
A lot of times when you have people who are really interesting, you have to look at the systems that control things, that move things around. So we got to really look at systemic inequality. We got to look at white supremacy. We got to look at white supremacy in systemic inequality at the same time. And then you got to look at all the things that destroy the relationship between men and women, specifically black men and women, because if we were to get together and we were to love on each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not disrespectful to anybody else's culture, but the rate of creativity, manifestation, building,
yes,
make do,
yes,
with nothing at all, and being able to create illustrators of everything else that's going on, the beauty of our souls, despite the trauma, despite the systemic inequality, despite slavery and its genetic effect that it has on us, that we know for a fact has actually happened, we continue to move forward, and not only move forward, but to create beauty from the worst and the most desolate of circumstances. And so when we're waiting for someone to see the beauty in us and tell us to recognize. Now, if there's no one telling us to recognize the beauty, tell us what our emotions are, tell us who we are and what we are, right, we'll end up waiting because we're looking at the tools that were given to us. And then sometimes
right.
when we hear tools, right, like I think about something I heard in high school, right, where it said, the girls only like you if you're, like, this particular way, that particular way, and you got to be strong and everything else. And even when I was confused, the shame of failing at something was so bad for me. It was so bad of failing. I was in the same city with my mother, my father, three of my brothers, and I didn't tell them that I was homeless.
Wow.
How ass backwards do you have to be to couch surf, go to work like there's nothing wrong, and act like everything's okay because emotionally I couldn't tell somebody that I failed at something and this person had me twisted up and wrapped around their finger, right? And they could do anything because they were leveraging me. They had my children. They had everything else. Willing to lie to court, willing to do anything in order to make me suffer, right? I didn't have the tools. Had no tools. Didn't know how to say, I'm having a problem here. This is a particular issue. I put it on everyone and everything and everyone else. My closest friends, everybody else, nobody knew. So when it says that we're waiting, it's because we're trying to figure out, you know, and then we also have this thing, what's the best information? If we stub our toe, we bump our head, we go, I ain't going to do that no more. Do that no more. Even though, you know, even though the pain and the process might be the thing that teaches us, the pain might be the thing that causes us to move forward. Like, right now, like I tell people all the time, I fail all the time. People don't even know I'll be like, failing major. I should be failing. But I don't be caring because I'll be like, I'm going to just get up and do it again. I can't stop.
Right.
I can't stop. Right? Because I got to get to where I got to go. And no matter how many times I trip and fall, it's how many times I get back up in relationships, it's almost the same way. We want to quit when somebody did us wrong because the limitation of that particular person affected us emotionally and didn't allow us to move forward. But, you know, the more you go through it, the more you start to understand, you start to push, you start to say, okay, well, listen, what is it that I can do? You know, sometimes we limit ourselves to physical intimacy. Sometimes we limit ourselves to positive interaction between us mentally in a conversation. But we don't strive to build a connection. We don't strive to build a culture. We don't strive for a lot of things that happen because these are things that confuse us, you know, and you know, we're also picking up a little bit of that white male patriarchy, you know, because we're rewarded for that, but it also oppresses our women, which is fucking horrible. So
yeah.
We wait and we debate and we do all these different things when really it's a matter of finding the person who you connect the best with, that you understand the most, that you're so different that you can space out between you two and then build a culture that you two can live through and build with each other and be able to be two wholes, right? Because you have to be whole, right? And a lot of times people don't expect people to come to them whole. People to them, you know, anything else like, man, I think I put the thing in a workout. Well, I don't know if I did yet. But this sister was going off. She was like, listen, you sitting here stressing a man out about your shit and not thinking about his shit. Like, think about what he comes to the table with and everything else like that and trying to figure out, you know, where you can defer. You just be like giving him demands and all this other stuff and saying, this is what's going to be and everything else like that when everything is better when it comes to an agreement. And we don't learn to agree. And that's one of the reasons why we wait. We don't know what agreement is. And so
makes sense.
That failure to agreement. And then, you know, like we're both divorced, right? So me and you, we're both divorced, right? And
right.
We can think about the type of shit that we didn't agree upon that caused things to come to a stop. And usually it's because a person's like, I'm not backing up off of this because I know I can do this to you whenever I feel like it because I got something you want. I can leverage you at any time, right? You're laughing, but you know this is true, right?
Very, very true. Very, very true.
I can leverage the fuck out of you because I got something you love. I got something you love.
My God.
I got something you love. Not only do I got something you love, I'm going to make you pay for it, and I'm going to be insufferable at it. I'm going to be so insufferable because I can't. Now, mean times in between times while they're doing all this shit and they swearing up and down, it's the most righteous thing. I made that money, make pay. He is, that's it, right? Mean times in between times because you happen to be who you are. You glow with the essence of your love and you impart that love upon your child. And your child doesn't have to question. My son doesn't have to question whether I love him or not. It gives him confidence. It makes him whole. It makes him who he is. He can't be assailed by people. They can't come to him and be like, blah, blah, blah. Your father. My father's going to be here and clean your clock. You better stop talking to him. That man will come in here crazy. Don't play with his kids.
Right. Don't play with his kids.
Don't do that.
Don't do it. Don't do that.
You know, I remember somebody was saying, and I seen what they was like, blah blah. He's like, no, my dad's right there, and I have to stay where he can see me. Because they was gonna spirit my son off and do whatever games they thought they was gonna play. And we was like, nah, buddy, it don't work like that. I seen y'all messing with these other kids. I was like, we'll never come to this playground again. Y'all all got this one black kid with his hands behind his back playing criminal. Somebody told you that bullshit. We're not going to do that. But anyway, off the topic, back to what we were saying. Right? So literally, right, and the funny thing is, people discover, right, because they be like, oh, the problem was you in this relationship. Then you go to the next relationship and they fail. And you ain't nowhere around it.
Yeah.
And then you say to them, say, hey, where were you when the bomb went off? Where were you? You was at ground zero, wasn't you? You were the bomb, wasn't you? You, right? But you got to take, also the other thing is we got to take accountability for things. Like, I am so merciless with myself sometimes because I'd be like, yo, I was a sucker. I simped. I gave in. I played small. I did all the shit that I wasn't supposed to in order to try to make someone else happy, which never was going to, excuse my term, never was going to fucking happen. Never was going to happen. It wasn't going to do it.
Yes, sir.
And so no matter how much you look at it, and then you look at the person, and the person, not happy. They're not happy. They just move from everything to everything. And they'd be like, yo, listen, I had to face up, and I was like, yo, there's narcissists. There's serious narcissists and there's malignant narcissists. And I dealt with a malignant narcissist because of all the trauma that that person suffered.
Amen.
And they're going to hurt the person closest to them. So going back to your original question, sometimes the reason why we don't feel is because we don't know that we can sit down with somebody, open up our luggage, and decide what we can take on our journey together.
That's true.
And once we decide to do that, that's what the difference is going to be made.
There has to be a mutual, not even a mutual decision, more like a decision on the other party's part that, now once I unpack this luggage, you are not allowed to take the contents that I have unpacked and disperse those contents out into the street, or use the contents of that luggage to try to put on the shirt or the pants and make me feel less than. Because you decided to use those garments against me. Oh, bro. Oh, my God. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. Hold on for one second. Okay. You good?
All right. After that brief commercial break, y'all, we're now back live. Okay, Mahavi, great. Now, can you go ahead and do a piece for us tonight, sir?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, sir. I give you a choice. You can hear something super new that I wrote on Friday morning, to be exact, that's dealing with this very same topic.
Then you don't need to go any further. We'll take option A for the win.
Option A for the win. It has no music and stuff. It's not really shiny and glisteny like everything else. Oh, and before I do this piece, I want to thank you and J-Rob for doing the Motown thing. Because that was so dope that I had to steal it for the drip. He was like, what are you supposed to be doing? The drip does Mary J. Blige. I was like, not Sunday. We're going to do this Motown.
Thank you, man. Listen. Me and J-Rob cannot take the full credit. We have to give that credit to Ms. VIP for indicating on the show before that she didn't have no knowledge of hip-hop. But if we gave her Motown and she was down, so we gave her Motown. And that show was dynamic, and it turned into something amazing. And I can't wait to hear it on the Honey Drippers.
It sure did. I can't even sit here and tell you not. But, all right, let's try this out. Oh, man. I had something I was going to do, but I was going to try to see where it was, but I thought I had it. Hold on for a second. to it, Acapulco. All right. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right.
Mic is yours.
Hey, love. Hey, I see you. I was hoping that I could talk to you, tell you some things about us, hopefully get some clarity about some things that were bothering me. I'm not into games, but it seems that we were always playing some childhood games. Hide and go seek, duck, duck, goose, red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. And you would always evade me or stay until the next player unfreezes you and you are running around in the summer heat, or the leaves in the fall, or the spring with the pollen reddening my eyes and making me sneeze. I wanted you so bad. And I realized that my failures all had to do with the way that I pursued you. I just thought it was a game, didn't know it was a job. I was unemployed and off work. My resume had potholes in my lawn. I daylight my soul for you, buddy. And it got played out like Kwame and those fucking polka dots. No biggie. I just wanted to fuck you tonight. Sky no limit. And sometimes you were so inconclusive, abusive, you tripped me and I fell down 6 flights of stairs. But I didn't care. And when they asked me about the abuse, I said, you don't know love like I do. I felt what you felt. And did you know that what you needed, I conceded many times, willing to accept the smallest pieces of pie or any crumbs left. And when I got to the bottom of the pie tin, there was this mirror, and I saw myself. And that is where I decided it was the only place I didn't find you. I didn't have you because I didn't love me. I let me be defined by the love that I felt through time. My parents and their inaction of love, my grandparents that love until they couldn't love anymore. Many times romantically was the idea of the feels, the acts of a soul broken. So I implore me to love me, to heal the inner me, the inner child connecting our dots, and love to be spoken, giving me the token to cross the dimension, ascension into the highest mind. And if I love me, you will come, and we will find that this was supposed to happen in the first mind. Hey, love. Hey, I know who you are today, and I'm willing to work and meet you halfway, but never half-assed. I greet you whole. I love me so I can love you. So let's get on this stroll. Hey, love. Hey.
Yo, 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 yo. Played out like Kwame and the polka dots, bro. Yo, hey, love, I know you. Hey, man, it's a dope piece, my happy. Yo. Oh, man, I love this piece, man. This is dope. I was going to cut your mic when, you know, you put me on hold. I'm glad I didn't.
Wow. Nah, I had to switch locations.
It's all good, man. But this piece right here was dynamic, man. Simply amazing, bro. I love your work so much. And this piece is a testament to that, to a lot of the references that you put in there relating to, like, hip-hop songs. And, yo, this was pretty dynamic. And the way that you did that with the Hey Love, man, I love it, man. Excellent, excellent ink, brother. Excellent ink.
Thank you, thank you. I try.
Oh, no, you don't need to try, bro. You're good, bro. You're good. Now,
thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
My brother. Can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, aka Epiphany Radio Universe?
Oh man. I'm glad you asked me that question. So, let's try this out. Ladies and gentlemen, good people, coming up on Tuesday night on Epiphany Radio Universe, we present to you Fly Speak number 17, a way that we thought that new style of speaking is also an open mic. So come through, bring your poems, bring you. Come perform. Come sit and enjoy the storm of amazing spoken word by these amazing, talented poets that are going to get up on this mic and spit furiously or fashionably, whatever you choose. It's an open mic. We don't limit you to any subject or any topic. Just come through and stop messing around. We want you over at Five Speak Open Mic, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. West Coast Time. Welcome to the Pippity Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network. You better take your socks off. A baby, baby. That's what we do over here. But don't keep running. You know why? I'm yearning for your poems. But thank you. Here on the 50 Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Fly Speak this coming Tuesday with Mojave. Tune in. All right, bro, get out there. VIP lounge. Get you a glass of that imported champagne from Scotland, man, and have yourself a blast.
Well, you know, I don't really be caring about the stuff from Scotland, man. Like, you just give me, like, a screwdriver or, Hawaii 5-0. Hood Princess, you know, some basic sweet rummy type drink, you know, and just
absolutely
get it to it. But I'm gonna go over there and do the Huckabuck, but I'm gonna keep my clothes on, so just in case, you know.
Yeah, please, dude.
I don't
want any negative press.
No, negative press, no negative press. You know.
All right, my brother.
All right.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave, Mr. Tuesday Night. He is the host of the Tuesday Night Shows, Fly Speak, Honey Dripper 2.0, War Council, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. Hey, man, make sure y'all check him out on Tuesday nights.
What's up? This is your girl, Benita Applebaum, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in, as she just said, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1 to talk about it. So, let me do this real quick. I'm going to play another one of my tracks produced by King's Cadence. May my brother rest in peace.
Cocoa butter. Back in the day, I was told to use cocoa butter this way. You take it and rub it on a scar, and it will heal and blend into your skin. So I bought a jar. I'm in a plastic bottle of Palmer's brand. See, we didn't know about the effects of cocoa butter, and we trusted the words of our parents and grandparents. Today, I have a scar that I wish I could just rub on some cocoa butter. The mere thought of a discussion just makes me stutter. See, I don't know about you, but have you ever had your heart ripped out and served to you on a platter? You know, skip the appetizer, get straight to the main course. I said, no, thank you. I like my meat well done, of course, and I'm no cannibal. So no eating my heart like an animal. Where's the cocoa butter so this internal scar can heal? Please, I need some kind of ointment to deal. Grandma, you told me this cocoa butter was amazing. I have the biggest scar of my life and it's not healing. I go to a dark place. I know I have been given grace. The wound just won't go away. It has taken residence and wants to stay. Cocoa butter just needs an enhanced formula. The label on the bottle, it just says for external use only. Well, growing up, I just only knew what I was told. This cocoa butter was like black gold. The darkness that wants to consume me, create this violent behavior repeatedly. I just want a cocoa butter formula that can remove this scar. It's internal, so I need divine intervention before I go on a homicidal vacation. I can't go to a fictitious place like Oz. You ask me why? Because I need something to rub on the scar, the one surgically done by her. I can't function some days because it hurt. formed from dirt. I was made whole. No scars, maybe a mole. I squeeze just a little more. Cocoa butter smells so good and soothes more. Erasing the blemishes that were cut into my skin, this man-made chemical fused with promises of blending power. Please begin. Blotting out the scar cut so deeply in my heart. As the blood dripped and I looked at my slowly beating and dying heart, I just want to rub some cocoa butter on the man-made scar. I fear cocoa butter can't do anything for the internal scar.
For the internal scar. For the internal scar.
All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back. And thank you for all of the callers, the listeners, those who were transparent enough to share their thoughts on can we find a solution. We can find a solution. We have to find a solution because we matter. Love matters. And there are far too many of us who are single searching for love. But as I said at the top of the show, my solution would be remove selfishness and learn to communicate better. Let me give you the epiphany lineup for next week. Join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you just heard Mr. Tuesday night, we're going to have Fly Speak. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is going to be the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Anonymity and Iron Sharpens Iron. Make sure y'all tune in. And then next Saturday will be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra. La Perla Negra, and her guest host. So, I will say this, as I say just about every show, there is no Epiphany Radio without you. We honor you, we cherish you, and we thank you for listening, taking time out of your schedule to hang out with us. And me personally, I'd like to thank you for dating me tonight, as we do date night differently. So, we'll see you tomorrow night on the Inspiration Factory. One love. One mic, and remember to continue taking your socks off. Baby, baby, peace.